Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. Hamas has freed six Israeli hostages Saturday under the fragile ceasefire between Israel and Hamas, which has been designated as a terror group by the U.S. The five include Omer Wenkert, Omer Shem Tov, and Elia Cohen, who were seized while attending the Nova Music Festival, and another abducted while visiting his family in southern Israel when Hamas stormed across the border in the October 7, 2023 terror attacks that triggered Israel's nearly 16-month campaign in Gaza. The fifth and sixth men, Tal Shoham and Avira Mengistu, have been held by Hamas for about a decade since they each entered Gaza on their own. Described as mentally unstable by the Israeli authorities, Mengistu, who is Ethiopian, was filmed climbing the fence separating Israel and Gaza on September 7, 2014, and has been held captive ever since. Gili Elysium is a relative. We are so excited. God has fulfilled all our wishes. Now we are waiting for one thing. While he seems physically healthy, we want him to be mentally healthy as well. We are happy for the entire community, for all the people of Israel. This is closure for us, but with many lingering questions, what more could we have done? The six are the last living hostages from a group of 33 set to be freed in the first stage of the ceasefire deal that took effect on January 19th. Around 60 more captives, less than half of whom are believed to be alive, remain in Gaza. Yael Alexander is hopeful her son will be released soon.
I just came to be here to see the videos of the hostages are being released. It's giving me a lot of hope that our son Idan will be next.
The latest releases, to be followed by the freeing of hundreds of Palestinians imprisoned by Israel, are going ahead after tensions mounted when Hamas initially handed over the wrong body for Shiri Bibas. On Friday night, a second body was handed over. Bibas's family said Israeli forensic authorities had confirmed the remains were hers. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump fired Air Force General C.Q. Brown as chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff on Friday, sidelining a history-making fighter pilot and respected officer as part of a campaign to rid the military of leaders who support diversity and equity in the ranks. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
In a social media post announcing the firing, the president called Brown an outstanding leader, but Pentagon Chief Pete Hegseth has taken aim before at Brown, who had spoken out about George Floyd's killing and the pressures of being a black officer. Hegseth said in November Brown had to be fired. Earlier, he'd questioned whether Brown was in the job because he was black. Hegseth has now also announced the firing of Admiral Lisa Franchetti, the Navy's top officer and the military's first female service chief. The president had earlier fired Admiral Linda Fagan as Coast Guard Commandant. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Vatican said Saturday that Pope Francis, who is being treated in Gemelli Hospital for double pneumonia, will not appear in public on Sunday to lead his usual weekly prayer with pilgrims for a second consecutive week. Doctors first diagnosed the complex viral, bacterial, and fungal respiratory tract infection and then the onset of pneumonia in both lungs. They prescribed absolute rest and a combination of cortisone and antibiotics, along with supplemental oxygen when he needs it. Peter Lepiarch is among the faithful praying at the Vatican for the pontiff.
Literally worried about his state of health, literally, and I'm just being like worried about his health, and I hope he will recover. Definitely he will come back to his health soon.
In a brief early update Saturday, the Vatican said Francis slept well overnight, but doctors have warned that the main threat facing the 88-year-old Francis would be the onset of sepsis, a serious infection of the blood that can occur with pneumonia. The Associated Press sued three Trump administration officials Friday over access to presidential events, citing freedom of speech and asking a federal judge to stop the blocking of its journalists. The White House press secretary responded with, quote, "We'll see them in court." VOA's Tommy McNeil has details.
The lawsuit was filed Friday afternoon in U.S. District Court in Washington, 10 days after the White House began restricting access to the news agency. It was assigned to U.S. District Judge Trevor McFadden, a Trump nominee. The AP says its case is about an unconstitutional effort by the White House to control speech, in this case not changing its style from the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America, as U.S. President Donald Trump did last month with an executive order. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. I'm Christina Menenti. VOA News.